Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. Big football hour ahead. We got a lot to do. NFL Week 16. You got game Thursday night, two games Saturday, full slate Sunday, game on Monday night. Next week there's games on Christmas, Thursday, Friday, blah, 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 blah. There's games all over the place. For the NFL coming up over the next few weeks as they start to take over Saturdays. Although, I got to tell you, there's Saturday games this week. They bumped out of the way for the college football playoff. So that was not – I understand why they had to do it, because they want to give those teams playing Christmas the right amount of rest. But that is a college football day coming up here on Saturday. No doubt about that. We've got the L.A. Bowl about to start. I just saw Dan Mullen out on the field. Getting some B-roll, I guess. He had the camera out. He's taking pictures. He's doing all that. So new era for the Rebs out there in Vegas after Odom ran out to Purdue. So a lot to do. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. This is it, baby. Great week coming up.
This is
it. Before the storm. College football playoffs, week 16 of the NFL. Nothing better. This is it. Gotta love it.
This is it. You do gotta love it, Joe. And we have a lot to do this hour. We have to do the SGP for the Chargers and the Broncos, which is on Thursday night. We have to do the picks for all the bowl games Thursday and Friday. And then Friday night, Joe, we'll do the picks for... I gotta tell you, Joe, Friday night's gonna be busy. We have to get in basically every game that's going to happen for like a week. Like, we have to go through a whole week worth of bowl games and make sure that we get them all in on Friday night for our picks going forward. So let's start here. A lot of things, a lot of storylines and a lot of things going along in the NFL with 3 weeks to go. We've hit week 16, including a lot of quarterback changes, Joe. Now, some of them are kind of ho-hum, who cares? You love DTR, so I'm sure you're glad he's going to go play in Cleveland. That's one of your guys, that Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Who cares? Wake me up when he actually ever does anything. You have Drew Lock will be back for the Giants. Titans are finally done with Levis. I guess if you bench a guy two or three... Yeah, they're starting Mason Rudolph on Sunday. So I guess if you bench a guy... multiple times, is that it, Joe? Do you finally get to pull the cord if you bench him that many times? I'm not so sure. But the one that obviously has garnered the most interest is Michael Penix will start for the Falcons against the G-Men, Big Blue on Sunday. We were on last night, Joe, me and George, and it's funny, we were kind of having the discussion with Matias, who's the resident Falcon fan here, about what are they going to do, because Cousins has been awful. And for the first time, Morris really wasn't very committal yesterday afternoon about what they were going to be. And Matias said, I'd start Penix.
Whoa!
And sure enough, 20 minutes later, the news came out that Penix was going to start on Sunday against the Giants. I know you love this kid, Joe. Look, Cousins sucked. I mean, it is what it is. I know they gave him a lot of money, but you got to win your last three games. You got to win all three of them. I think you get the kids' feet wet against an awful football team in your own building on Sunday. I don't mind the move by them.
No, and they're chasing a red-hot Tampa Bay team. Let's not forget Tampa Bay put – I mean, Mike Evans looked off the hook this weekend. I mean, 159 yards, two touchdowns. Baker looked like he was playing back in Oklahoma, shredding that Chargers secondary. So if you have any shot to potentially catch them, and even if you have an opportunity to, let's say, you know, go toe-to-toe with some of these teams in the playoffs, if you make it, well, if they do, you need a passing attack.
I will tell you, George actually last night alerted me to this. There is a backdoor, a very legitimate backdoor scenario for the Falcons if they don't catch Tampa. Because I think Tampa can win their last three games and have 11 wins. And if the Falcons won their last games, they would only have 10. But here's the thing, Joe. They got 7 right now. Washington has 9. Washington's playing Philly this week, right? I mean, that's tough. Philly's been very good. You know, that they're not going to win that game. And if the Falcons beat the Giants, suddenly they're one game back. Who do the Falcons play next week, Joe? Washington.
Yeah.
The chance to get even with them at 9, and they'd have a head-to-head over them. So suddenly there is another avenue for the Falcons if they can win these games. And I don't think they – Cousins was just so bad, I don't think they would have won all three of the games with him in there. Now, we're also asking a rookie quarterback who's never made a start in the NFL to go and win these last three games and get you in the playoffs. So that's tricky as well, Joe.
It is, Carver. So again, we'll see. Penix has been battle-tested, played in the national championship. Again, when he doesn't have game experience, though, he got in against Denver, didn't even get a chance to really toss around the football. You have to give him an opportunity to chuck it, right? So we'll see. Let's see what happens. But again, still think Baker and that team are the best team in the division. And they're playing like it now. They have one of the best rushing attacks in the NFL. They can pound the rock as good as anybody, Carver. So let's see what happens.
And Evans with a chance, Joe, to do, as I like to say, a gold jacket stat for Mike Evans. What does he need? Like, he needs, like, I think it's 250 yards.
Yeah,
something like that. Over the last three games.
He needed 406, yeah. He had 159. So
1,000. For 11 straight seasons, only other guy who's done that, Joe, is Jerry Rice.
Yeah,
that's called a gold jacket stat for Mike Evans.
Right.
You can go and get that one. So, and I think he will. I think he'll smoke it because he'll probably get another 100 against the Cowboys on Sunday night when they go and play them. So I could see him. Obviously, they're heating up right now. Now, one last thing on the Penix stuff. I know they're playing the Giants, and the Giants are awful. But are you willing to lay 7.5 with a rookie quarterback making it? Imagine a rookie quarterback making his first start, laying 7.5 in that game. Laying.
No.
Giants are awful.
I know. They're terrible. But who's a better coach? Raheem Morris? Raheem Morris sucks. I'm sorry. I hate to bash the guy, but I haven't seen it. But he's terrible. No, I think Dable sucks too. I think they both suck. But here's the thing. When you have two teams that can't step up, look at how the Falcons played down to the level of competition against the Raiders. Forget how bad Kirk Cousins was. Raheem Morris's defense couldn't contain Dez Ritter. I mean, let's call it what it was. That team put up. So when you look at two garbage coaches, two garbage teams, you're giving me 7.5 points. I'll take the points.
I won't touch the game, Joe. I got plenty of other ways I could spend my money on Sunday. I don't need to spend it there. But I would have to think that if Penix doesn't look great, that they would just give the ball to Bijan Robinson 50 times and have him take them home, right? I mean, it wouldn't that be the way to go? If things
he had a great
going,
game on Monday night. Had a great game on Monday night.
He's had a great season. That's the guy that lost it. He's had a great season.
Too bad Arthur Smith didn't realize what he had. Too bad Arthur Smith didn't realize.
I'll tell you, you watched Ritter the other night. I forget, were we saying this last night, Matias? Either me or George, or maybe I forget who was saying it. That's sure. I think it makes Arthur Smith look better that he actually was able to win seven games with these hacks that he had the last few years. Ritter is god awful, Joe. He is awful.
I know.
Playing quarterback. Oh, he is so hard to watch. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. We'll come back more to do right after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe, Cal's getting the ball for the first time here. C.J. Harris playing quarterback for Cal this evening. So this is the guy that, and look at this, Joe. They come right out running the rock, 5-6 yards a clip. Let's go.
Jaden Ott, my guy, 80, 90 plus.
Run it.
Give it to Ott.
Run it.
Let him eat.
Let's go. Let Ott eat
here. Don't take him out. Oh.
That's your boy, Will Cotton. You know, this guy, he's just so gutless. I want them to run it 100 times
in this game.
He's not going out. He went out wide, Joe.
I know. It looked like they were taking him out.
I mean, they were trying to throw it to him. It wasn't there. This kid stinks, this Harris. Oh, my goodness. All right, Joe. Thursday night starts week 16 with the Broncos and the Chargers. Broncos coming off that game where it looked like things were going real bad for them at home against Indy, and then Jonathan Taylor with, and I can't believe how often we've seen this year in the NFL with these guys dropping the ball before
you
the goal
line. What is up with
makes,
that? You tell me. What
makes
is that, what is
no
in their
sense
head?
Whatsoever. But that completely changed the game, and Denver ended up rolling them right after that. So Denver comes in, the Chargers, lost to the Bucs. We were saying before, Bucs smashed them in SoFi. The game's in L.A. It was 3 earlier this week, Joe. It's 2.5 now with a 42.5 total. I'll tell you, I think if this game was on Sunday, I'd feel a little bit better about the Chargers. I thought Herbert looked real banged up on Sunday in that Buc game. I didn't think Herbert looked good at all. And the offense doesn't look the same without when Dobbins isn't there. When Dobbins isn't, and the Disman, Will Disley, not being out there has actually hurt their offense too. I know I'm probably in the public side of things here, Joe, but I like Denver in the game, honestly. Peyton's done a good job. He's been blue collar on the road.
I think I like the under and I like the Chargers. Number one scoring defense. I don't think they throw it. I think they run it.
I think it's an under, too. I think it's an under. I think it's a dead under.
They've had problems against the run, Chargers have. They gave up some yards to Pacheco. They gave up Bucky Irving in the second half. So that could mean what?
This is not the primetime game to be loading up on props. It's just not. This
will be the one that'll be like 40-30. Watch, right? Nobody saw it coming.
Like the Denver, Denver played one of those with Cleveland a couple weeks ago on Monday night.
I played one of those. Tell you, you know what kills me? I had 250 for Herbert on Sunday. They trailed the whole second half. He had 130 yards at half. This guy finished with 195. He can't get out of his own way. His offensive line sucks. I don't know, Carver. I don't know. What do you want to do? You want to take props? What do you want to do? How do you want to do it?
I know. I feel like we're bellyaching here. How are we going to come up with the SGP? Is kind of how I, since we're bellyaching about all this stuff. How about why don't we start it off? I mean, there's gonna. I know last Thursday we didn't have any touchdowns at all. Man, did that game suck. But I think we'll at least get touchdowns. Like this Gus Edwards. Like, all they got to do is, why don't they just let this guy hammer it home every time they're inside the five? I guess they haven't been getting inside the five. Yeah, maybe he's plus 190, Joe. I mean, you're telling me that Kimani Vidal's the guy who's going to get the burn inside the five? I mean.
So you want to take Gus Edwards?
Could we get the Gus bus in the end zone here?
All right, take the Gus bus as one of the legs.
So let's put Gus Bus. I mean, it's plus 190. This is Harbaugh's going to run. If they get inside the five, you know he's giving it to him. He's going to run the football.
I'm going to make my second leg because this guy has burned me. Troy Franklin, 25 plus at 20 plus 144.
All right. Well, at least you're staying light with it. 25 plus. That's all right. What do they got him at for 20 plus a buck 44? All right. I'll get Troy in there. We can get Troy in. Troy Franklin. Dad. You know what happened? There's some real heroes on these two teams. I mean, it's V-Lay, the Mims, like all these guys. They are just home wreckers, man. I mean, one week they got 70, 80 yards. The next week they got
six.
It's
not. I tell you these, it's not going to be Marvin Mims. I can guarantee that right now. It's not going to be Marvin Mims.
All right, I'm going to put in.
It's not going to be Mims.
I'll tell you, I've watched this just because I happen to have seen the Chargers the last couple of weeks. Since this Disley got hurt, this Stone Smart has come in and he's made some grabs.
Take Stone Smart. Come on. Take somebody else. Take Palmer or take Quentin Johnson. Come on. Take
Stone
somebody.
Stone Smart.
Don't
want to go with him?
For how much?
40. Stone. How about this? I'll do a rushing.
Yeah, do a rushing.
Quentin Johnson,
Vidal
touchdown.
How about Vidal for 40?
All right. We're in. God.
Kimani Vidal for 40. And I hear Matias talking about Quentin Johnson could get lost.
Quentin Johnson, touchdown.
Guy.
Touchdown.
Yeah.
That's it.
No thanks.
Not receptions, not yards, can't. Touchdowns. He scores touchdowns. Yeah. That's what he does. He might
stop?
Catch one
ahead,
ball, but
Joe,
it's in the end zone.
Just worry.
Stone hands. Don't throw it to Stone hands. That's what he is. Stone hands.
You want to do Herbert Alt? Make it like 200?
We're very Charger heavy here already. We don't got anything for the Broncos we could put in. Have anybody in for the Broncos you like?
I'll figure it out when we come back.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here with you. We are putting together quickly the SGP for the Broncos and the Chargers, which, of course, is Thursday night to kick off Week 16. We have Edwards for the touchdown, Troy Franklin, 25-plus, Alt, and Kimani Vidal, 40-plus yards rush. Joe, we need the last leg.
If you want to
do a Charger, you can.
Stop.
I hate when we go 3-1 when the game's going to be close. If it's a blowout game, I get going 3-1. But a close game, I like to even out
Courtland
the scales.
Courtland Sutton for 40 yards.
Okay.
Is that enough?
I mean, Joe, it's like minus 350. I mean, I've never seen you pick something like that before on the SGP.
Because I just don't have any confidence. Then there it is. There's my guy. They finally put him in. Josh Palmer. We'll go with Palmer. That's my guy. So we'll go Palmer. Where is he? You want to go Palmer? Let's go.
They don't have an alt for him.
Let's do receptions then. Four plus 205.
Four grabs?
Yeah.
All right, Joe. Four receptions for Palmer.
It's juicy.
Four receptions for Palmer. Gus Bustuddy. Vidal for 40 yards rushing. And Troy Franklin for 25 yards.
Yeah.
It's a heavy, it's a big number, 49.97.
So let's do it.
It's a fat number.
You like it?
Yeah, I mean, let's.
All right.
Let's put it in. Sounds good to me, Joe. Let's go. Right.
I'm in. We're in.
We gotta hit one at some point, right?
I guess. I don't know. I'm punch drunk with it, you know? We'll see.
Matias keeps yelling about this Quentin Johnston. He's such a money burn.
He's on a money burn. He scores touchdowns. Most touchdowns on the team. It's not even close.
I forget what week. He had a week where he had no catches. It completely burned me. I can't with this guy.
I lost with McConkey this past week. I had him at over 5.5 catches. He had 4 in the first quarter. He had about 4 drops later in the game. That one hurt. But you know what? I think McConkey gets over 5.5 this game. He's looking at him every single time he throws the ball. It's his number one go-to guy, without a doubt.
Throw him to Palmer now. We want Palmer.
Mm. I like Palmer, too.
Oh, look at this, Joe. Cal, he's off to the races, your boy Ott. Ott's on the run. Oh, they caught him at the 25. That was a long run.
How long?
Ott, at least 35, 40 yards. I mean, he ripped off a good one. Big run for Ott. What'd you play him, Joe? You played Ott? Yeah. What'd you play Ott?
Straight. 90 and 100 at plus 370 and plus 280.
Huh. You gotta be early here, Matias. I hear it because you gotta be early here. No, I mean, that's not time for that. You're not even close.
What's going on here? It's all right. It's okay. I played him for 80, 90, and 100 with the under.
80, 90, and 100.
You got 52 already.
That was a good run.
Give him the ball. Give it to him. Here he goes again. Jay Knott. Give him a block.
There he goes, Joe. He's moving.
Right. My guy.
This is your guy. Ott's going to be the guy here in L.A., in the L.A. Bowl. Going to be the MVP of the game. Line him up and knock him down, baby. Let's go. Let's go. All right, so there you go. We got the SGP. We'll put that in. I wanted to say that we'll come back. I want to go through just a couple things with you, and then at the 44, Joe, we'll go through all those college games for Thursday and Friday and make sure that we have those picks in on the ledger for
Let's
us.
Do it.
So we will get through all of that. But I want to ask you about – I want to actually not really ask you anything. I want to tell you about Mahomes, something that I'm sick of. And a few other things. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you. 3-0 Cal, Joe. The kid hit the upright but bounced in. So 3-0. Good start for the Golden Bears out there in LA at the LA Bowl. We have two games on Saturday, Joe. Texans, Chiefs, Steelers, Ravens. Quite a few games of significance. Now, as far as the Chiefs go, they did it again last week in terms of Mahomes gets hurt. Everybody acts like, you know, his career's over, which happens every time he, you know, scrapes his knee. Every time they drag him off the field, everyone carries him, they bring him to the sideline, and then he plays the next game. He plays every. All I heard, Joe, what'd you hear coming out of that game on Sunday after they beat Cleveland?
High ankle sprain.
Not playing. Missed some time. He never misses time. When they scraped him off the field in that Jacksonville playoff game a couple years ago. And you remember, Joe, they did that whole routine where he was fighting with Reed on the sideline,
slamming the helmet, wants to go back in the game. Oh, he might be done. He might be done. They won the Super Bowl that year. He wasn't done. He's never done, Joe. I don't know why they do it. I don't know why they say that these injuries are worse there. He's a full participant in practice the last 2 days. He's playing on Saturday. I'm tired of falling for it. Like, when I see him not playing with my own eyes, that's when I'll know he's not playing. They could carry him off on the cart, Joe, and I think he's going to play the next week because he always does.
You're right. I have a
God
crypto.
Bless him. But I don't know if it's that they report the injuries to make it seem worse or what they do, but he's never that hurt. He always plays.
So that bothers you.
Well, it bothers me because then the other, he's not going to play. You know, and then they open the, imagine opening that line with the Texans as the favorite. And they're the favorite on Monday. You know, you can get the Texans -1.5, -2. And now suddenly, Joe, what are the Chiefs? It's probably past 3 now, right? I know it got to 3 this afternoon. 3.5 now. Chiefs -3.5. So it just keeps going up, 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 and away for you. Whatever.
I love this game. I tell you what.
You love this game. Okay.
You want me to give it out now or Friday? It's going to be part of the picks.
Well, but, I mean, you give people a taste now. I mean, you could still use it as one of your picks on Friday, but you can give it a taste. What do you got for this game? What are you thinking?
I love the over. I think there's no doubt this game gets into the 50s. How about that? Old school.
You obviously think he's playing. You obviously not thinking. No, he's going to play.
I don't care if Carson Wentz plays.
Wentz sucks. You should care if he plays.
Human turnover machine is good for 14 points. Listen.
Okay.
I'm telling you, this game sails through the total. No matter who plays, sails through the total.
It sounds like one of those five diamond, no doubt about it, crypto Christmas specials Joe's going to have for you on Friday night.
Smash your grandmother's piggy bank. One of those type of games.
Get them all out now. Get all the nickels and the quarters out of the piggy bank because it's Smash City time for the over in the Texan Chief game. All right, I mean, whatever. It's down to 41.5. It was 42.5 earlier today. So, God bless and good luck, Joe. I could see it. I could also see the game being 13-3 Chiefs. So, I'm not going to partake with you in that one. The other game is the Ravens and Steelers. Now, would you say, Joe, that the Steelers showed you some cracks, obviously, against the Eagles on Sunday? Here's the one thing. These two get together. It's always a close game. It's always blue collar. It doesn't matter who's on the field and who isn't. Steelers have beaten them 8 out of 9. And 8 out of 9 games are all one score games. So 6.5. When these games are always super close, Joe, that seems like a lot. Or are you smelling a rat with 6.5 with how these games are? Oh, Joe, they're always close. It's always a close game between the Steelers and the Ravens, but it's 6.5.
I smell a rat on the total. I would take the Steelers plus the points, but it does smell to me. But it is back-to-back road games. So on the road against a physical team in Philly, they lose, back on the road now for another rivalry game with the Ravens, right? So a lot of pressure on them to step up. But again, I would still be inclined to take the 6.5. I think the rat, Carver, and we did this last time, we jammed the under at 48.5 was the total in last time they played in Pittsburgh. Now it's only 45.5. They adjusted only 3 points.
Yeah.
So I love the over. Love. Something smells there. Rat is up. Jimmy Rat. Jimmy the Rat. I'm telling you, something smells there. P.U. Whiskey Sour. Give me the over. Could be a double over special. On what are you shaking your head? What happened? The kid from Hajman Leaf Williams? What did he do?
This kid, he was open by 20 yards on this play. Cal, what is happening out there, Joe? Who's anyone? Did their whole defense go in the portal too? Who is covering that guy? You got to be kidding me.
I don't know. What happened there? What did I miss?
It was like a 40-yard touchdown pass. The guy was wide open by a mile. UNLV, touchdown for them. Touchdown, UNLV.
What do I have in this game for the show?
Me and you are both on Cal.
All right.
We both took Cal.
Still feel good.
Yeah.
It's early.
We're laying.
Yeah, well, that was before Mendoza decided to call it quit.
I know. Friday night, Joe, we'll go through, of course, all the Sunday action. What'd you think of the, I haven't talked to you. What'd you think of the Bill Lyon game on Sunday?
Great
Allen.
Game. I was on the Bills. I had James Cook anytime touchdown. I called it on Pro Football Today. Thank you.
Syndicate crew, huh? You and the Syndicate crew coming through.
Hot with the best bets.
I mean, the only guy in that game that you went home unhappy with was probably Montgomery, obviously, because he got hurt. I mean, everyone else kind of ate at some point in that Bill Lyon game. I mean, I had a good hit with Laporta getting all those garbage time yards, chasing yards, I should say.
I'm mad at Shane Brown. I took him down to his number 50, and he blows right through it.
Oh, he blew through it. The guy had 200 yards. He was unbelievable. There's a lot of really bad games too Sunday, Joe. There's a lot of bad ones. What do you think of the Vikings in Seattle? What do you think of that game?
Like Seattle.
Big kick return, Joe. Big kick return to the 20 for Cal, but there's a flag.
All right, let's run. Yeah, there's a flag, though.
There's a flag. That sucks.
What happened during the return? Here we go. The refs are against us. We're dead to rights with this unbelievable.
Yeah, that sucks. But here's the one thing, though, Joe. Big plays here. This game's it's opening up early. Opening up early with a low total.
Yeah, I still think it's an under.
Okay.
That's good. I need Jaden Knott to get the rock. Keep running this guy.
Keep running them, Joe. We'll come back and do the picks for all the college games Thursday and Friday. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 games we're going to do. Since we're back together on Friday night, there's only 4 games between now and then. One of them will be on while we're on Friday night, which is the big one, Indiana-Notre Dame. So we'll give that pick now, and then we'll do – we got a lot of games we're going to do on Friday. Thursday night, one game tomorrow up against the NFL game is the New Orleans Bowl, which will have Georgia Southern and Sam Houston getting together. Now, I believe, Joe, this is the first – bowl game for Sam Houston in their history, right? Since moving up
just named,
to this level.
Phil Longo, coach for next year. Offensive coordinator at Ole Miss and UNC.
This guy Keeler left for Temple, right? The coach, the guy who's been at Sam Houston's gone. And they've got, I mean, the list, Joe, of Sam Houston transfer portal.
It's horrible.
There's got to be 20, 25 guys on this list. I mean, it is very thick. But some of them might play. Apparently, most of their transfer portal guys might play.
But here's the problem: they're going to play until they don't play, right?
right.
And we'll find out.
Meanwhile,
we'll find out.
Georgia Southern, not a lot of guys on their list in terms of transfer portal.
I like Georgia Southern.
That.
Clay Helton in that group. Give me Georgia Southern.
Georgia Southern for you, minus the 4. I got 4.5 right now, Joe.
Ball. Can we give Ott this ball on 2nd and 3? Can we feed this guy? Mm. Give it to with the throws. Like, we're throwing the football. We're at midfield, second and three. The kid's rushing. He's playing his ass off. Can we benefit this guy?
I am, for my pick, Joe, for this game, I am taking the under 48.5 for Georgia Southern and Sam Houston
State. All right, what's my pick?
You said you wanted Georgia Southern -4.5. You want that or not?
Yeah.
I'm taking under 48.5. Most of these Sam Houston State games are blue-collar games. They're very low scoring.
I like the uni already. All orange and all blue. Did you see?
That's great. All orange and all blue for them. I'm going to take the under.
Cal. Tackle this guy.
All right. It's in the ledger now, Joe. Under 48.5. Right. Okay, next.
Can we give this guy the ball? Dead. Next.
Friday, triple header. Only one game of real importance, which is the night one. But let's do the afternoon first. We will start the day at the Cure Bowl, which is in Orlando, right, Joe? They play that game in Orlando. Yes, at Camping World, which hosts several bowl games.
You have Ohio and
Jacksonville State in this game.
No head coach.
Well, neither team. The Ohio guy took the job at Charlotte, and Rich Rod obviously took the job at West Virginia. So
touchdown, Cal.
Jacksonville State's got a lot of guys in the portal. Touchdown, Cal. Look at him go, Joe. Look at him go. This game is opening up. Opening up in a big way. Let's go, Cal. What do you think here, Joe? Ohio and Jacksonville State. I've got -4.5 for Ohio. With a total of 56.5. Whew.
I'm going to go.
That's heavy, man. You think that? I know Ohio's
Camping World. Is this the game that Miami played in a couple of years ago with Oak State?
No, that's the Cheez-It Bowl, which is now the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Which is now the Pop.
I could have sworn they played that game in Orlando, though.
But there's like three or four bowls that are played in this stadium. They played a Cure Bowl there. They played a Pop-Tarts there. They played what's the Capital One Bowl, whatever. They play a bunch of games.
Let me just see something quickly. I'll give you my pick. So.
All right. Well, in the interim.
Oh, this was the game last year. Okay. App State and Miami of Ohio. All right. The last two have trended to the – I'm going to go under 56.5 for the sake of the show.
I got to tell you, Joe, I have to do a checker on a checker with you. I just – this number is way, way too big.
Can't do it.
For me.
Not for both of those teams. No way. Can't do it.
I'm going to go with you, Joe. So check her on a checker, which we've had a couple. And it's going to be Ohio under for Ohio and Jack State at 56 and a hook, which is ridiculous. All right, Friday afternoon, the Gasparilla Bowl, which is in Tampa at the Pirate Ship, right? That's at Raymond James.
Yep.
And you get Florida against Tulane.
Mm.
Now, let me give you the laundry list of problems here. You know that Tulane's lost a lot of guys, including obviously the quarterback Mensah, who's going to Duke. They've lost a bunch of other starters. I mean, Joe, they're on their fourth quarterback, Tulane, for this game. Florida's got a lot of guys too, but Joe, I know Tulane's been good the last few years, but when you start getting into the third and fourth level of Tulane players, and you compare that to the third and fourth level of Florida players, I think you know what I'm getting at. The third and fourth level of Florida players, I would say a fair amount of them would probably start at Tulane. Would you have in terms of their probably coming out of high school talent, would you be fair to say that's a fair statement, Joe? Would you go with me on that?
Yeah, it's a fair statement, but I'm going to take the points with Tulane. I like the coach at Tulane, Summerall. And I think they can run it, shorten the game. I'll take a shot. That's way too many points. That is way too many.
So you're taking Tulane plus the 11.5.
Yep.
I'm gonna lay it, Joe.
All right.
I think that Napier's gonna pay back everybody. Napier's gonna pay back everyone for keeping him this year, and he's gonna have the big party in Tampa with all the boosters, and they're gonna blow out a very shorthanded Tulane team in the Gasparilla Bowl. Culver and Lisi, we're back on the grid right after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver Lucy with you, SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Joe, you sent me that thing about the JUCO players.
Yeah.
So that was the thing with Pavia today from Vandy. Right. So he was looking to get a year added because he wasn't able to make NIL money in his JUCO years. He feels like he should be able to play more. So that, like they said, it's going to open up a lot of things for guys who play JUCO.
This is crazy.
Then,
it's going to be 35-year-old kids playing college football against 18 and 7. It's going to be like Kramer going up again. Remember the old Seinfeld episode where he fights the kids in the dojo?
The dojo.
He's beating up on 12-year-olds. I mean, come on. What are we doing here, Carver? What is going on?
Joe, this is your college football. This is what Harvard, it's become. I mean, this is what Harvard. It's happened. You wanted this. You wanted the kids
don't,
to Carver, get compensated.
Stop.
You wanted a lot of things.
That, yeah.
You wanted, conference expansion. You wanted all these things. And now this is what you have. You got to pay the penalty now.
Let me ask you a question. Why do these kids even go to the NFL? They're going to be making just as much money. Why even just be a professional student for 12 years? That's it. What is your job? I'm a professional college football player.
We got one more pick. It's the Friday night first college football playoff game. Notre Dame and Indiana in South Bend. It's going to be cold. It's going to be snowy. And it's going to be the victor on their way to play Georgia in, I believe, the Sugar Bowl, Joe, is where they'll have that quarter. Irish -7.5, 51.5 the total, Joe.
I'm taking Indiana for the sake of the show. I like Cignetti in this spot. Again, I don't know if they win it, but I want over a touchdown. I'm willing to take the Hoosiers, not to take away from Notre Dame, but I want the dog on the road with the in-state rivalry. Give me the Hoosiers plus the points. I think the game leans to the under, but I feel like a lot of people will be banging the under in this game, so I don't want to touch it.
Wow, you're going right after him, huh? You can go right out there and go after him. I thought you were going to take the under. I thought you were going to make it nice and easy for me, and But since you're going to do that, I'm going to come after you. I'll take the Irish -7.5.
I knew you were hanging in the weeds.
I'll go right after you. I dragged you right out.
You saw the turnip and you came right out of the brush.
By the way, this game is out of control now. UNLV's in again, 14-10. This game could get into the 60s, Joe, the way that this thing's going right now. This is going to be out of control. Notre Dame, -7.5 in South Bend against the Hoosiers. 24-10, 27-13, somewhere in that area. They're going to grind them down, Joe. You thought Indiana couldn't do anything against Ohio State that game at the Shoe? Get ready for Friday night. They're going to have all kinds of problems with the mighty Irish D as Touchdown Jesus will be looking overhead, getting ready less than a week to Christmas for him. Irish Joe, let's go.
All right.
I want to ask you something quick. I am nervous about
because
it.
I brought this up to Kay Walsh because he's a big Lincoln Riley guy. Have you noticed Lincoln Riley and USC haven't gotten they haven't gotten one marquee transfer? This guy is dragging this team. All he is losing players. He hasn't gotten one elite guy.
Well, maybe he's
dragging
this program
into the ground.
Maybe he's got he likes the young crop that he's got. Maybe it's the young kids that he's brought in and he's
Here's
recruiting. Maybe he wants
He's gonna bolt. He's going
to
bolt.
Where? How NFL? Could anyone give him a better job than what he
had? NFL
Who
would.
Who in the NFL would hire him off of these last
Jerry
couple
Jones.
Years at USC?
Jerry
no,
Jones.
No, they're not getting rid of McCarthy. McCarthy's going to be the coach in Dallas next year. You can write
how
that down.
How is that possible?
Right, what do you mean, how is it possible? It's the first
he
bad
sucks.
Year he's had, and they're playing hard for him down the stretch with a busted up team and no quarterback. He's going to be the coach next year. They're not getting rid of McCarthy. And the biggest reason of all, Jerry, he'll do whatever Jerry says. Jerry doesn't have to worry about Mike pushing back on him on anything. He likes yes men, and that's what McCarthy is down there. I don't see where Lincoln Riley's going to go. Joe will be with the Syndicate crew tomorrow night for the Chargers and the Broncos. Me and him will be back together. We'll be on during Notre Dame and Indiana Friday night. Right here on the grid. Carver and Lisi, great job on the beautiful bell. We'll see you Friday. Have a good day.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.